I want to get right to Craig Bolanos from Wealth Management Group. Craig, mixed market today. The last time we had you on, it was a red day, which is very rare for our appearances. So I was glad to see that it's a little bit up here today.
Yeah, no, listen, these are good numbers. This has been an absolutely fantastic month, and there's no doubt, once again, history proves that the November-December period is some of the strongest parts. There's a seasonality to the market. I like it. It's a great way to hopefully finish 2023.
And it seems like this isn't just November, December. Oh, we're looking like we might be spending more. In fact, maybe not. The idea that seems to be good is that people think inflation has, I mean, it's certainly peaked, but continues to go down. They think the rates are going to go down. And what I just mentioned, Craig, that 5.2%, not a soul, not even you, the most optimistic America rah-rah man I know about the economy, I don't think was predicting a third quarter of a 5.2.
Well, you know, you and I spoke, you know, about 4 weeks ago, and we thought it was going to be blowout numbers, but I didn't think it would be blowing the roof off, and that's exactly what it was. But you know what, John? All I need to do is look at 123 Main Street, where I live and everybody lives, and based on the number of Amazon boxes I see get delivered, I really shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, and we had a great Black Friday. A lot of it has shifted over to cyber buying, which, of course, is with trend, but those numbers blew it out. We see consumer confidence ticking up a little bit. I'm not trying to paint things with too much of a rose-colored glasses here, Craig, but there is a lot to be excited for, even though it appears Americans don't feel good about it. It still is good news.
I think it's definitely good news. I mean, if we take a look, obviously the bulls are in charge of this market right now. August, September, October was terrible, but the bulls are back in charge, and that's based on not having an economic slowdown. That's based on the inflation continuing to decline. That's also built in that the Fed isn't going to give us any more hawkish surprises, and we're likely to not see a huge contraction in earnings. Is there going to be a slowdown? Of course there is, but we're likely not to have a huge contraction. What's going to occur in 2024? Time's going to tell, but right now, it's a darn good recipe going into the holiday year.
All right, we're going to dive into the potential pitfalls that could be there and just some thoughts about what you should be doing at the end of the year and as we look to 2024 in terms of what you're investing. We'll do that with Craig Bolanos from Wealth Management Group. By the way, you can call Craig to see how you're spending, your savings, your investing. All of that impacts your chances of always having the money you need for the life you want at 833-WMG-PLAN. More with Craig in a bit. Just about 6:15, though, let's get a look at weather traffic. Mayor, how are we doing? Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management Group. We were talking about, you know, the past month being pretty good. Now's a good time of the year to start looking and making sure you took advantage of all those tax advantages you can have going into 2024, huh, Craig?
No, most definitely, John. Now is the time for everyone to look and say, have I topped off as much money as I can into my workplace retirement plan? Everybody should be looking at funding their individual retirement accounts, getting money into their health savings accounts, and of course, getting money spent and depleted from their flex spending account. And John, something I have heard you talk about so many times on the radio is for everyone listening, if you are not going through the exercise of determining how much money, if any, to convert to the tax-free safety zone of the Roth, you're missing it. We need to embrace the relatively low tax culture we have today and get our money into the tax-free safety zone, and that means it is Roth conversion season at the Wealth Management Group.
Let's dive into that one more, a little deeper, Craig, because there's always been this conventional wisdom, I think, that is permeated, and, you know, may end up being true. We'll just have to wait and see, but it's a little nebulous. The idea that when you're retired, you'll make less, so your tax bracket will be lower. That's not a guarantee, is it, Craig? Not with the national debt that we have.
That is absolutely not a guarantee, and the tax tables do not spell that out. John, I say again, the tax tables just don't spell that out. Most people, unless they're making well in excess of $700,000 a year, and there's not that many people that do, Most people who find themselves single, $44,000 to $95,000 a year, that's the 22% bracket. married couples, $89,000 to $190,000 a year. That's the 22% bracket. A lot of people work in that bracket and they retire into that same bracket. So this myth that tax rates are going to go down when we retire, it just doesn't happen. And put on, I don't want to get political, but let's be sincere. We do have $32 trillion of debt.
Yeah.
We have Medicare that's not sustainable. And we all know that Social Security runs into the buzzsaw inside of 10 years. So there's only one way to pay, and that's to raise revenue. And I think the easiest way to raise revenue is to increase taxes and specifically start coming for those retirement accounts. That's the reason we're so passionate about surgical Roth conversions this time of year.
And Craig, I don't think it's political because each party has this pie in the sky idea of how they're going to do it. One side just wants to do the cuts, which if you cut every dollar of discretionary spending, you'd still have a deficit. One side just wants to tax the rich and not do any cuts. That's not going to eat at it. These two sides have to come together, and it's going to be a little bit of both. Whatever the answer is, if they're going to come to one, there's going to be cuts, and there's going to be increased revenue, and there's no other way around it.
Everybody's guilty. We're all a part of it. We need to have vigilance and awareness because last time I checked, which was, this morning, I'm pretty sure we're now starting to borrow money as a country just to pay the interest on the debt borrowed previously. That is a game changer, and everyone should be looking at the most recent debate where a couple of candidates said, hey, rich people don't need their full Social Security anymore. We means test Medicare. We means test health care. I think we're eventually going to start means testing things like Social Security. So it's time, everybody, really take a look going into the end of the year and decide, can you get on a program to start making small, intentional Roth conversions each year, not just this year. A Roth conversion is not an event. A Roth conversion is an annual event, an annual exercise that you do with your financial planner, assuming they're very well versed where all the leverage is, which is income tax strategy.
Also, like, check your 401k plan. I was so dumb, Craig, and didn't quite realize that it was super easy for me to go in my retirement plan. I had a 401, right? And I went, oh, there's this Roth button I can hit instead and change my percentage of what goes where. A lot of us have this tool in our tool chest to use, and we don't even know it.
John, well said. So we just got done talking about conversions. But we need to put on the map for everybody going into 2024 because it's annual benefit election right now. We should also be focusing on Roth contributions. And very briefly, if you give it to me, there's three ways. You can contribute to your Roth 401k. That's after-tax money going in, but all of the growth is tax-free forever. If your income qualifies, you can contribute to a Roth IRA that's exclusive from your 401k. Again, after-tax money, but 100% of the growth is tax-free. And for everybody else, you can always do something called backdoor and mega backdoor Roth. That's something we specialize in at the Wealth Management Group.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could explain that, but I think my eyes would go cross, and so would the listener. So best to just call Craig and the folks at Wealth Management Group to just talk through those options. If you're confused about it, talk to Craig. He'll help you through it. And you mentioned HSAs there. I know I've talked about it in the past, probably ad nauseum, but take a look at your HSAs, contribute. It's the triple tax-saving wunderkind, and everyone should be putting money aside because if there's one thing you know we're going to need money on at some point in life, it's going to be our health.
I wasn't a Boy Scout, but the health savings account, the only triple tax preference vehicle, triple tax preference on the entire planet, it is the Swiss Army knife of financial planning and retirement. Everyone's got to use it if you have the luxury.
Absolutely. And also, I got to say, because I finally realized I should be contributing as much as I can into an HSA, the realization that, you know, you build up an emergency savings for if something goes wrong. Well, your HSA can play a role in that because we plan for the rainy day and healthcare is a part of that rainy day. Part of that can be taken care of with what you're doing and getting the tax advantages of it too.
Absolutely. Again, if someone gives us a tax deductible contribution. Someone allows us tax-deferred growth. Someone allows us tax-free access to the money. We can use it as a healthcare reserve fund today. We could fund and invest the money so we have a preordained place from which to pay our retiree healthcare expenses like Medicare Part B as in boy. It's just such a wonderful vehicle, and I'm so happy you give it a shout-out, John, on this program.
Oh, I love the HSA. I love everything about it. Okay, before I let you go, got 1 minute left. Obviously, it's been a good month for equities. But our T-bill rates, our treasury rates are still in a good spot right now. So people can kind of play a different couple different things here to, you know, diversify and conservatize. That's not a word. Make their portfolio more conservative if they want to.
Absolutely. No, we now have the highest starting bond yields we've had in years. We're back to 2005, 2006. So I encourage everybody to make sure that they're creating their own sleep at night portfolio and use the vehicles that are out there. High yield savings accounts, money markets, treasury bills. And now if you believe, as we do with the Wealth Management Group, that the Federal Reserve is likely done, it's finally time to get back into individual bonds, bonds with target maturities, and just the good old-fashioned bond index, believe it or not, because you could have low equity-like returns in bonds, fixed income, in the near future.
Craig Bolanos, it's always good to talk with you. We had one text from the 847 saying that they heard it was a myth or a Republican talking point that Social Security is going to run out in 10 years. It's not that it's going to run out and be zero. It's that in 10 years, benefits would have to decline. That is a bipartisan committee that has published that information. It is not a Republican or Democratic talking point. Benefits wouldn't be zero, but they would start to go down. At least that's as far as I understand it. Craig Bolanos, as always, it's good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Great to be back, John.
And, of course, call Craig to talk about your spending, your savings, your investing, how that all impacts your chances of always having the money you need for the life you want. 833-WMG-PLAN. We'll take a break, then the news on WGN.